Hello there.
You've discovered TalkZone.com, the best in internet talk radio.
Statements made during this broadcast regarding products or the claims made about specific products have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Products and treatments discussed are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Make your physician aware of all nutritional supplements used and immediately notify your physician if you have any health concern or undiagnosed sign or symptom.
Get ready to get healthy. Get ready to get fit. Get ready to take charge of your health. Get ready to listen, learn, and live healthier. It's time for some information and inspiration.
It's time to talk about health and nutrition.
Nutrition for your body.
Nutrition for your body.
For your mind.
For your mind. For your spirit.
For your spirit.
It's time for Let's Talk Nutrition.
Let's Talk Nutrition. Proper exercise, stress relief, eating well.
Supplementation for when you don't.
Let's Talk Nutrition.
Scientists, authors, nutrition specialists, personal trainers, holistic healers, experts in traditional, natural, and integrative medicine. Daily prizes and giveaways.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Vitamin Discount Center. Visit VDCUSA.com for life, for less.
And now,
here's your host, Dr. Michael Garko.
And welcome to Let's Talk Nutrition. Great to be with you. And scooting in here, all kinds of craziness going on in that highway. Happy to be in the studio talking with you. And I do that Monday through Friday from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. And the broadcast originates out of Tampa, Florida. Radio station AM 1250 Winds, WHNZ. And you can listen to the show online as well. If you visit letstalknutrition.com, then click on Listen Live. You can dial into the show, whatever city you are living in, wherever you are, or whatever country for that matter. And we have people that do that. Listen in Canada and Europe, you'd be surprised. And I have guests on the show from all over the world. Just had a guest this week called in from South Africa. And that was always a great guest. And the shows, by the way, are archived, too, on my website at letstalknutrition.com. Click on show schedule, and you'll see the show's archived. You go back several months. And scheduled to have a couple of guests for you today. We'll have always wonderful guests. And they cover a spectrum of, how can I put this, talent, expertise, their general approach to health. They certainly share a lot of things in common, but many of them, and some come from the science area, the sales area, somewhere in between, marketing is part of sales. So we have quite a variety of guests that come on the show in terms of their background, their training, their orientation to health and nutrition and all matters related to health and nutrition. And that's all by design to give you different perspectives and ultimately then different insights and choices into what you may decide to do to take charge of your health. And again, all by design. So, and if you go on my website too, you'll see that the leading supplement manufacturers sponsor the show. And I'm very proud of that. And these are all among the heavy hitters. So that's all. That's a little bit about the show if you're new to it. And the orientation is to not just inform, but to educate in a real sense. And I don't dumb the show down. If you listen on a regular basis, you see that I pitch it at a level that, I try to challenge myself, challenge you, challenge the guests. Oftentimes I'll ask questions. I may know the answer, or at least I have my answer. Whether it's the right answer, that's that might be debatable. But I often ask questions of a guest because I'm trying to push them and to see what they have to say about certain issues. And again, all in the effort to teach, to educate, to persuade, to give you choices, and not here just to dispense information. I could come on, spend 10 minutes, tell you what to read. I used to say that to my students. If I was here just to give you information, I could tell you what books to read. And I'll see you in 15 weeks, give you the final, and we're done. But it's got to be more than that. And it's all about relationship too, right? My relationship to you and your relationship to the guests and my relationship to the guests. It's all very important. So there you go. If you're new to the show, that's just a general sketch of what's going on here. And tomorrow, I will be at the Vitamin Discount Center store in Brandon. I'm going to be doing the show live. It's a live remote broadcast, and I do this every month. And the schedule is up on my website at letstalknutrition.com. Off to the right, you'll see schedule of events, and you'll see where I'll be doing the live remote broadcast. In fact, yesterday, called the store, spoke to the manager, called him while I was on the air, and chatted with Brian for a little bit, and just was checking on him. I wanted to see if he had dropped those leaflets, got the plane, dropped the leaflets over Tampa Bay, and he said, no, that wasn't in the budget, and they couldn't rent it, so... No, there were no leaflets being dropped to tell everybody that we would be in Brandon at the Vitamin Discount Center. So, but they've been promoting it, and we always get a nice turnout there, and I'm looking forward to it. And right there on the main highway, you can't miss it. It's in the same plaza as Chili's, and I think there's a Walmart. No, is it a Walmart? I forget which big one of those big discount houses that's in the back. I think it may be Walmart. I'm not sure. Nah, it's not Target. It'll come to me. But one of those discount places. You know, you buy things by the ton and save a lot of money, but I don't try. What am I going to do with 800 rolls of paper towels? I mean, so it doesn't pay for me. If you have a big family, I guess it works, right? So anyway, that's what we'll be tomorrow. Prizes and giveaways, as always. And you never know what happens when you do these remotes, and it's live. Of course, the show is live every day, but this is at a remote site. So you never know what's going to happen. And I sort of like that. And please stop by. Give me a chance to say hello and thank you in person for your support of the show. It was interesting yesterday. I spoke about a couple of things that are happening in the news. One was about the football injuries, the head injuries, the concussions, and all last Sunday, the craziness that was going on in the NFL and players getting, it was like snipers in the stands. These players were dropping like flies. There were like, I think, 10 incidents of players being hit pretty hard and some injured. And I talked about that. I also talked about this new study. I got calls on that. I got some emails, and I also was talked about in the Journal of the American Medical Association about postmenopausal women who take what's considered a combined hormone replacement therapy, where they take estrogen and progestin together. Well, those women, according to this study, have an increased risk of dying, not only getting breast cancer, but dying from breast cancer. In fact, a couple of women approached me last evening while I was at the gym, and they were listening to the show, and they wanted to know more. And Dr. Rowan Klebowski, it's worth repeating his quote from yesterday. Dr. Klebowski said, quote, women on combined hormone therapy with estrogen plus progestin were twice as likely to die from breast cancer compared to women receiving placebo, end quote. So if you are, by the way, it was a big study, 16,000 postmenopausal women, and they were part of a large government study which was called the Women's Health Initiative. That study was stopped in the middle of its existence because women were getting sick from the therapy, and the women who took either Prempro, which is a drug made by Pfizer, which combines both estrogen and progestin, or a placebo, which was in this case was a sugar pill, that's what they did in the study. And that, if you want to look up that Women's Health Initiative, in 2002, the study, that's when it was stopped after 5.5 years of treatment because of concerns about the health to the women, and they just ethically had to stop it. So, we're trying to track down my guest for this first hour. I don't know where he is, but we'll see. We'll get Professor Inspector Clouseau on it. If not, I have a lot to talk about with you and may even revisit something I talked about yesterday and something I didn't get to, you know, how to take charge of your health. I was trying to get to that yesterday, but got caught up in talking about another topic, which I'll mention again when we come back from break. In the meantime, you're listening to Let's Talk Nutrition on AM 1250 Winds, WHNZ. I'll be back before you know it.
My name's Henry Small, and I'm a 62-year-old musician, producer, and radio personality. I've been using Strauss Herb Company products for over 15 years, and they've worked for me.
The Strauss family has had over 8 generations of herbalists, developing their formulas in an effort to improve people's lives. Strauss products have made such a difference in my life. Let them make a difference in yours.
Be inspired by Strauss Natural Healthcare Products.
Hi, I'm Brenda Watson with Renew Life Formulas. Healthy digestion is the key to feeling your best every day. And it begins with giving your body the tools it needs to function properly, like wholesome fiber and omega-3 oils. Organic triple fiber from Renew Life blends only 100% organic flaxseed, acacia, and gluten-free oats to provide the ideal blend of soluble and insoluble fiber that nature intended. Why is this so important? Because unlike psyllium-based products that can cause gas and bloating, this balanced fiber helps prevent discomfort while it absorbs and sweeps away the toxins that can build up in your intestines. Just as critical as absorbing toxins is making sure toxins have somewhere to go. The combination of flax, borage, and fish oil in Oil Smart helps to lubricate the bowel and ensure smooth and gentle elimination. So if getting your digestive tract back on track is your first priority, look for organic triple fiber and Oil Smart today in health food stores everywhere.
Are you looking for an alternative or natural solution to heart disease? Omega LDL by Nordic Naturals may be the solution you've been looking for. Heart disease is a major threat to Americans. Omega LDL by Nordic Naturals contains high concentrations of EPA and DHA and is molecularly distilled for purity and contains no PCBs, heavy metals, or pesticides. The synergistic blend of purified fish oil provides an exceptionally high concentration of omega-3 fatty acids in combination with red yeast rice and CoQ10. Omega LDL by Nordic Naturals is formulated specifically to support normal cholesterol and triglyceride levels, promote healthy blood vessel function, and improve overall cardiovascular function. Diet and exercise are the first line of therapy for elevated LDL and TG levels. But in some people, diet and exercise is not enough. Call Nordic Naturals today at 1-800-787-7208 to get your free sample or nordicnaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by New Chapter, The Benefit of Nature's Wisdom, Nordic Naturals, pure and great-tasting omega oils, Genesis Today, Food with Purpose, pure and simple, Nutricology, innovative nutrition, Renew Life, the digestive care company, Panacea 315, superior quality, superior taste. Let's Talk Nutrition, on the web at letstalknutrition.com. We're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
And I'm back. Good, huh?
You made it just as the music ended. So, yes, I'd say perfect.
Perfect. No luck, huh? No. Okay. All right. Well, a lot to talk about. If you'd like to, why don't you give them the numbers?
Yeah, so if you'd like to give us a call toll-free, it's 877-897-8255. Or you can give us a call here locally, 613-636-8255, again, 877-897-8255. That's probably the easiest one to get us at. a toll-free number anywhere you're picking us up. Of course, we've got you online, too, as well, so you could be out of the Bay Area market and dial us up here.
Thank you.
Got your breath?
I do. It's bolting down the hall. Good thing I'm in shape, I'll tell you. They'd have to call EMS and resuscitate me in the hall. But we're doing all right. So in the second hour, Dr. Rob Wildman will be with me, and we're trying to track down the guest for the first hour. Maybe he's hunting in Canada. We'll see. If not, I also received some messages and correspondence relative to another topic I mentioned yesterday, and that was on fetal origins. And in fact, I talked with Dr. Wildman this morning about it in getting prepared for him in the second hour, and he was intrigued by this line of research as well. And if you are so inclined, pick up the October 4th issue this year of Time. The cover story is how the first 9 months shape the rest of your life. It's a short article. It's not, 10 pages. And it's addressing the questions of what makes us the way we are. The writer, Annie Murphy Paul, posed that along with why are some people predisposed to be anxious, overweight, or asthmatic? How is it that some of us are prone to heart attacks, diabetes, or high blood pressure? The answers to those questions, oftentimes we deal with right here on the show with all of the different experts. And traditionally, you can answer those questions well. We can talk about it from a genetic perspective and how the genes that you inherit may predispose you to a particular disease or disorder. Or could it be your childhood experiences that will influence what will happen to you with respect to your health over your lifetime? Or will it be the lifestyle choices? We explore all of that on this show. And those factors do account and do help explain what makes us the way we are and why our health is the way it is. And why is it that some people are able to live a life, a long life, and move through it relatively unscathed with respect to disease? And maybe toward the end of their life, but other people at every bend and turn, almost from the time they're born and throughout their life, suffer. And it's perplexing. And another answer to those questions was started over 20 years ago by a professor, a researcher. He was a physician, really, a British physician. His name was Dr. David Barker. And Dr. Barker really put this line of research into play. It's called fetal origins. Initially, it was called the Barker hypothesis, then became the fetal origins hypothesis. And I talked about this in great detail yesterday. And I find it one of the most intriguing lines of research that there's a lot going on in the world of research when it comes to health and medicine. I mean, just fabulous things going on. And if you have a curious mind, these things just can captivate you. But this particular area caught my attention and my interest in a very special way, because your life as a fetus may very well set the stage for what ultimately happens to you as an adult with your health. And what your mother ate, what your mother did, how your mother felt, her psychological state, her physiological state, how much stress she was under, according to this research, have great bearing upon how you will come into the world with respect to, do you have a fetal origin for any of those dreadful kinds of diseases like cancer, cardiovascular disease, allergies, asthma, obesity, even mental illness. So I find this truly a significant area, and I dare say probably as time goes on, we'll hear more about it, and it'll come more into play. Now, it is not without controversy. It's not without disagreement between and among scholars, researchers, scientists. But I also want to make the point, I didn't make it yesterday, I don't want to dismiss the role of genes, lifestyle choices, our childhood experiences, and any other factors that might account for the variance relative to whether a person stays healthy or unhealthy. This is just another factor or another piece to the puzzle or another dimension or explanatory route to help us understand health, what happens to us and what makes us the way we are and why we may be predisposed or not predisposed to any particular disease or disorder. And again, read the, you'll probably have to go to Time's website. The title of the cover story was How the First 9 Months Shaped the Rest of Your Life, The New Science of Fetal Origins. You know, in the world of science, 20, 30 years, that's relatively new. They say the new science. Well, you know, Dr. Barker started this 20 or 30 years ago. He's still alive. He's 72 years old. He's still researching, from what I understand. I gleaned that from the article. So I bring it to your attention again because I think it merits it. I think it merits some very serious consideration. I hope that along the way I'll have some guests who are very informed on this topic and are willing to come on air and talk with me about it and share their ideas and their thoughts and feelings about it. I certainly will be doing that as I, and this does tie into this new paradigm called epigenetics. That's what these are. These are really epigenetic factors, how the external environment affects the intrauterine environment in which the fetus lives and how the world in which the mother lives will influence that intrauterine environment and what she does and what she doesn't do, her moods, her stress levels, as I said, and so on. Those are epigenetic factors that will influence what will happen with you and predispose you in some way beyond what you inherit genetically from your mother and father at the moment of conception. And that's why this is all so intriguing to me. Yesterday I was promising to talk about how to take charge of your health. I ran out of time because I got so wrapped up in the narrative of the fetal origins story that I didn't get to it. So I'll be able to keep my promise now. And when we come back, I'll spend the remainder of the show talking about my ideas anyway about how to take charge of one's health. By the way, these are things that I've thought about for a long time. And I'm not just sharing them with you for you to do them. I think about them and I use them myself. And I'm looking for ways to take charge of my own health. So I'll share with you some of the ideas that I think work and that merit your time and attention. I don't want to waste your time, right? You got things to do. So I'll be back with how to take charge of your health. That'll be up next on Let's Talk Nutrition.
You're listening to the sound of a beautiful butterfly flapping its wings in slow motion. At Sprunk Jensen, we'd ask you to remember this butterfly when you visit your favorite natural food store. Why? Find our butterfly and you found our scientifically crafted all-natural herbal remedies. You see, we've rediscovered the ancient Greek-Arabic herbal formulas proven effective over thousands of years. Each of our time-tested and science-based formulas address a specific health issue. Red dry skin, weight loss, cholesterol and glucose levels, even libido and sexual performance. And thanks to our eye-catching butterfly, Sprunk Jensen products are easy to find. Sprunk Jensen, a collection of clinically tested herbal formulas and topical creams dedicated to your well-being. Look for the box with a butterfly.
Are you waking up each day to the life you have to live or to the life you want to live? Better health shouldn't be left to chance. Smart choices to living longer and stronger include making Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract a part of your daily routine. For years, medical researchers have recommended adding Kyolic to the diet as a powerful tool to enhancing overall heart and immune health. Recent clinical studies at UCLA Medical Center using Kyolic suggest that garlic may slow plaque formation in the arteries and support healthy cholesterol and homocysteine levels. Previous research also shows Kyolic may enhance your immune system defenses. Kyolic is organic, odorless, and the only antioxidant garlic supplement available worldwide. Maintaining a healthier you could extend your life. Your wellness begins with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, available everywhere fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit Kyolic.com, that's K-Y-O-L-I-C.com, or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample today.
Hi, this is Dr. Michael Murray, co-author of Hunger Free Forever, your guide to achieving your ideal body weight without feeling hungry. The centerpiece of our program is a special dietary supplement known as PGX. This unique, all-natural product has an incredible effect in stabilizing blood sugar levels and promoting the feeling of satiety so you consume fewer calories effortlessly. We have found that if you can help control a person's appetite, weight loss is very easy to achieve. It is that simple. PGX is completely safe and extremely effective, making it the perfect companion to any weight loss program. For more information on PGX, go to your local health food store or visit hungerfreeforever.com online.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by A. Vogel, pioneer in natural health since 1923. Country Life, a leader and authority in natural health and nutrition. Form Essentials, makers of the all-natural sleep and relaxation aid, Solace. Garden of Life, empowering extraordinary health. Sprung Janssen, putting herbal remedies back on the map. Rainbow Light Certified Organics, for a stronger state of health. Let's Talk Nutrition, on the web at letstalknutrition.com. Okay, we're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
And welcome back to Let's Talk Nutrition on AM 1250 Winds, WHNZ, and online at letstalknutrition.com. Click on Listen Live. For the remainder of the show, I'm sort of going to combine two themes here. One, how to take charge of your health. Just generally, I'll sketch out some ideas and then get to some nutritional and lifestyle principles and practices to stay healthy. Things that I'll try to distill this down so it makes good common sense and something that you can think about and then do. But going back to the idea that we need to take charge of our health, things that people do when they're trying to take charge of their health, one day they have an epiphany, say, you know what, I got to do something here. I can't go on like this. I got to make some changes. They start off by creating or have maybe an expert of one sort or another, consultant, such as myself, create some type of diet or exercise program to follow. And I think that that's a good idea. However, as we all know, many people start off with good intentions. What's that expression? The road to hell? Yeah. Good intentions, but end up not being able to stick with those intentions or carry them out. And this often happens because people their attempts at health lack some direction on how they need to think, feel, and behave about health generally and their health program specifically. And there are certain principles I follow and encourage you, the listener, to follow if you so desire, if you would like to increase your odds of taking charge of your health and having some at least greater likelihood of staying healthier longer. Now, there are a lot of factors that influence what happens to us that are out of our span of influence and control. So, as I said, it increases our likelihood. But by practicing these principles increases the odds of taking charge of your health, and that they're going to provide a framework on how to think, feel, and behave about health. And then set about as a serve as a foundation for any sort of nutritional program, exercise regimen, or any other traditional or alternative effort that you may decide to undertake to improve your health. And these principles reflect health virtues in the form of behaviors and beliefs, now, as you'll see. And number one on my list is take personal responsibility. Don't wait for your doctor. Don't wait for some consultant such as myself, some other health expert to do it for you. Not going to happen. Like with the business of hormone replacement therapy. Do your due diligence. Do your research. I talked about it on the air. Find out if it's, do a risk benefit analysis. Talk with your doctor. Don't just rely on your doctor for a decision. Learn about it as much as you can. That's your personal responsibility. That's an example. Next, set very specific goals. I've talked about this many times on the show. I could do a whole show just on how to set goals, but you have to be specific. You can't say, okay, I'm 50 pounds overweight, and I want to lose weight. That's my goal. That's far too vague. It's not going to get it done. How much weight do you want to lose? What time frame do you want to lose it in? How do you want to lose it? Change your diet? Do you want to exercise more? And if so, how or in what ways do you want to do that? And that's where you probably could, gain some benefit from hiring a consultant, a health expert or of one sort or another to help you with that. Or you're probably very bright. You can figure it out yourself. The next thing is to practice what you decide you want to accomplish. If you don't practice, you will lose interest. I don't care if it's a health goal or if it's your relationships or what it is. Practice does create interest. Practice meaning actively involved, taking action. If you play a musical instrument, you don't practice, you lose interest in it. And if, in other words, you got to work at it. Fourthly, be consistent. All right, you want to exercise more, and you're going to go to the, you joined a gym, and you're going to do this. It's unrealistic. Say, I'm going to go 7 days a week. I don't think so. I wouldn't recommend it. Maybe you go every other day, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, whatever. Maybe you go twice a week. For how long do you want to do that? 40 minutes, an hour? Okay, decide. And then stick with it. Be consistent. Go Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Or go Tuesday, Thursday, whatever you decide to do. But be consistent. Now, will you deviate from once in a while? Will you, what's the expression? Fall off the wagon? Yes. But not to despair. You get back on and you continue. There will be moments of, failure where you slip a little bit. But that's okay. That's to be expected. But be consistent. Be patient. Be patient. Took you a long time to gain that 50 pounds. You were sedentary for a long time. You didn't exercise, move your body. If you're expecting instant coffee results, not going to happen. And be patient with yourself. Another principle that I think about a lot and practice myself is strive for balance. The golden mean, balanced. A balanced approach to changing your diet, a balanced approach to changing your physical activity. And keep that in mind. Keep it balanced, not too far one way or another. If you want to lose weight, you don't starve yourself. That's not being balanced. And if you're trying to get back into shape, you don't exercise 3 hours a day, 5 days a week. No, that's not balanced. You see, you get my point. Next, believe in yourself. The research shows you have to have some level of belief that you can accomplish this goal, this health goal or goals that you have. You must believe in yourself. Next, be optimistic. Optimism is a wonderful prescription to write for yourself, to think positive, feel positive, and behave positive. The research shows that people who are optimistic have better health, have better quality of life, have better success at what they do. It's very clear. There's a whole line of research on that. I looked at that all through graduate school. I was intrigued by it. Martin Seligman is one of the researchers, Dr. Seligman, who wrote the book Learned Helplessness, and then the other one, follow-up, Learned Optimism. I highly recommend those books. But you must be optimistic. You have to try to instill optimism into your psychological life, into your social life, into your everyday life. Think holistically. We tend to want to compartmentalize, but you have to think of your overall health, your overall life, and to think of health in a holistic way, mind, body, spirit, as I talk about on the show. And finally, a principle that I think about and really believe in, let food be your medicine and medicine your food. That comes from Hippocrates, who's the father of medicine. Over 2,000 years ago, he thought about that and said that. Let food be your medicine and medicine your food. For me, nutrition is the first principle of health. When I come back, I would like to share with you, and I will share with you, two virtues of health that I like to keep it simple. Keeping the principles that I just laid out in terms of taking charge of your health, then we'll shift gears here and talk about some nutritional and lifestyle principles and practices to stay healthy. Some very specific ones. And I'll share those with you when we come back. Two virtues of health, and I'll expand upon that. That's up next on Let's Talk Nutrition.
And now a message from Secure, the zinc-free denture adhesive with extraordinary hold.
Dear, did you know it can really make a difference which denture adhesive you use?
Why is that, honey?
Some denture adhesives work better and some are better for you.
Aren't they pretty much all the same?
I've been hearing a lot about that new Secure denture adhesive. Maybe you should try that.
What makes Secure so different?
Apparently, it uses a patented adhesive technology that provides a hold that can last all day long.
I do get a lot of slipping and sliding, so I wouldn't mind something with a longer, stronger hold.
And Secure is waterproof, so what goes on the denture stays on the denture and doesn't end up in your stomach.
I always wondered where all that adhesive wound up at the end of the day.
And I saw on a National Network news show that Secure contains no zinc.
I have to admit, I have been thinking about that.
So now, do you think denture adhesives are pretty much all the same?
There you go. If you're so smart, where can we find Secure denture adhesive?
Secure is available at vitamin discount centers, Mother Earth, The Granary, Richards, and other fine health food stores.
We live in an age of fast information, high-speed communication, instant gratification, rapid transit, ready-mixed, pre-cooked, heat and serve, and living life on a moment's notice. But when it comes to staying healthy, you pause for a moment. Jarrow Formulas has been formulating high-quality nutritional products for over 30 years and has been a leader in the research and development of some of the most effective, affordable, and cutting-edge natural health solutions in the world. At Jarrow Formulas, they understand that distinction does not happen overnight and that a reputation for excellence is only earned through many years of persistence. Their staff of scientists and health professionals insist on doing things the old-fashioned way, with clinical studies and scientific research. They believe that the true test of a quality company is the purity, potency, and good value of its products and meeting the highest expectation of those who matter most, their customers. For more information about their superior formulas and to request free samples of their leading brands, please go to www.jarrow.com.
Send your kids back to school with a nutritional edge. Top-selling Rainbow Light Gummy Vitamins. These great-tasting, all-natural gummies are gluten-free and contain no artificial colors, flavors, or preservatives. Just optimal potencies to support growing minds and bodies. Sugar-free fiber garden gummies provide 3 grams of fiber and antioxidants equal to 2 servings of fruits and veggies to help round out even the most finicky eaters' diets. Gummy Omegalicious Omega-3 formula supports healthy brain function with the omegas DHA and EPA plus vitamin C. Gummy Omegalicious is molecularly distilled and third-party tested to ensure premium purity. There's no fishy aftertaste, just sweet, tangy raspberry goodness kids love. Rainbow Light Gummies are available in Stay Fresh single-serve packets that make a great addition to lunchboxes or for kids on the go anytime. Other delicious Rainbow Light Gummies include Gummy Bear Essentials and Kids Power Sours Multivitamins, Gummy Vitamin C Slices, and Vitamin D Sunny Gummies. This school year, Rainbow Light Gummies make the grade for optimal nutritional support your kids will love.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Strauss Herb Company. Everything our bodies need is provided by nature. Kyolic, aging makes the finest garlic truly odorless. Natrol, nourishing the potential of mind and body. Yerba Prima, pioneers in internal cleansing. Jaro Formulas, superior nutrition and formulation. Twin Lab, answers for life. Let's Talk Nutrition, on the web at letstalknutrition.com. We're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
And we're back, and thank you for tuning in today and devoting some time now to talk, combining sort of two themes. One, how to take charge of your health, and I laid out, one, two, three, four, five, 10 principles there. I'll review them before I get off air today, about how to take charge of your health, things that I've thought about, things that I know that work based on research. And now I'm going to turn our attention to some specific nutritional lifestyle principles and practices to stay healthy. Now, you know, this can get real complicated, but, you know, it's sort of paradoxical. While it's so complicated, it's simple as well. And there are two virtues of health that I think that are easy to understand, and I talk about on the show day in and day out. Those are, if you had to guess, one would be nutrition, imagine that, and regular physical activity. Healthy nutrition and regular physical activity can increase your chances of living a healthy and vital life and counteract the ravages of disease and aging. There is no question about that in my mind. You're thinking, well, what about genetics? Well, as you hear me say, genetics loads the gun and lifestyle pulls the trigger. Genetics loads the gun, lifestyle pulls the trigger. So you can't rely on genetics, blame it on genetics one way or another. You got to make, as I said, you got to take personal responsibility to take charge of your health. And there's what I call the double whammy effect of poor nutrition and physical inactivity. Those two things in combination, you will get boxed around the ring for 15 rounds and you'll lose the fight. Either by knockout, you'll get knocked out, or it's going to be a decision. I promise you. Poor nutrition, and this is according to a study in the Journal of the American Medical Association, poor nutrition and physical inactivity together are responsible for an estimated 300,000 to 600,000 preventable deaths in the United States each year. Now, it's patently obvious. Somebody who doesn't even think about health would reach the conclusion, well, you need good nutrition and you got to exercise. Anybody can reach that conclusion. Question is, all right, now that you know that, what do you do about it? But this double whammy effect of poor nutrition and physical inactivity, sedentary lifestyle, approximately one-third, check this out, one-third of all cancers are associated with poor nutrition, physical inactivity, and being overweight. That's according to the American Cancer Society. I didn't make that up. A third of all cancers are correlated with poor nutrition, physical inactivity, and being overweight. Poor nutrition and physical inactivity are the major causes of obesity and diabetes, which are epidemic in this country. That's according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Again, I'm not making this up. A lifestyle that's characterized by poor nutrition and physical inactivity increases the chances of suffering from a host of chronic diseases, including heart disease and cancer. The two leading causes of death in the United States, not according to me, but according to the United States Department of Health and Human Services. So it can be concluded then, what? From the findings that healthy nutrition and regular exercise create a synergistic health effect. You need those two things in combination. I do believe that it all begins with nutrition, because without proper nutrition, physical activity, you're not going to have much enthusiasm if your nutritional status is poor, your energy levels are low, and you're sick, for heaven's sake. There are greater health benefits to be gained from healthful nutrition and regular exercise together than either one of these lifestyle factors can create alone. You need both. You need both. As I said, in my mind, nutrition is the first principle of health. And there are countless scientific studies over many decades that demonstrate that daily diet nutrition has a profound short and long-term health benefits and consequences. If you eat a diet high in saturated and trans fat, you're more likely to develop heart disease. If you eat a diet that's rich in vegetables that are exploding with phytonutrients, you increase your chances of warding off cancer. I could go on and on. This is dealt with all the time on my show. So these are the things that these two things in combination, the effects of poor nutrition of the 10 leading causes of death, just I'll make this point, 4 are directly related to nutritional choices people make on a day-to-day basis. Heart disease, cancers, strokes, and diabetes. They're directly related to poor nutrition. Hypertension is in part a nutrition-related causes of death. It ranks 13th. So you get the point, and I've talked many times about how it is that physical activity contributes to a healthy life. But nutritional principles to practice, simple things. Eat a balanced daily diet of fresh whole foods, primarily a more of a plant-based diet than not. I didn't say eliminate meat, you know, fish, chicken. You might even, perhaps some of you might eat red meat, but a plant-based diet is a far healthier diet. A balance of macronutrients, carbohydrate, fat, and protein. You don't go on a low-carb, low-fat diet and just eat protein. Those kinds of ideas are nonsense. They don't work. Eat a balance of micronutrients. Your micronutrients, you know, vitamins, minerals. Eat at least 35 grams of fiber a day, both soluble and insoluble fiber. Drink lots of water. These are simple nutritional principles. And avoid committing the 7 deadly and health and nutritional sins that I talk about all the time. Avoid those stripped-down, refined, processed carbohydrates, saturated and trans fats, sodium in excess, surplus calories. Try to avoid sleep, stress, and then sleep deprivation. Limit your intake of stimulants such as tobacco and coffee and suppressants such as alcohol. And avoid leading a sedentary lifestyle. So those are some nutritional principles to practice. And again, take personal responsibility, set goals, practice what you want to do every day, be consistent, be patient with yourself, strive for balance, believe in yourself, be optimistic, think holistically, mind and body and spirit all together, your social life as well, and let food be your medicine and medicine your food. Those are general ideas about how to take charge of your health and how to practice these principles to stay healthy, nutritional and lifestyle principles. And why do you want to do all those things? Because your health is your wealth, and your health is the wealth of those who care about and love you. I'll be back.
Experience a new beginning to health with Genesis Today. Genesis Today was founded by Dr. Lindsay Duncan, who has a rich history as a practicing certified nutritionist, a naturopathic doctor, and an award-winning product formulator. One of Genesis Today's more important products is Acai 100, the world's first 100% pure, wild-harvested Brazilian acai, supporting healthy joints and a healthy inflammatory process. 1 ounce of Genesis Today's Acai 100 has over 3.5 times the anthocyanin levels of red wine, as well as naturally occurring plant-based EFAs similar to those found in olive oil. Acai 100 comes in a 32-ounce glass bottle and is absolutely 100% pure, containing nothing added, not even water. Most people feel the effects of Genesis Today's pure products within 20 to 30 minutes of consumption. You can find Acai 100 and other pure Genesis Today's products at your local health food stores. Experience a new beginning to health with Genesis Today.
When it comes to health and wellness, Twin Lab has your answers for life. For 35 years, we at Twin Lab have had the privilege of providing you with vitamins, minerals, and specialty supplements which address your individual health concerns. Products like OcuGuard Plus for eye health with clinically proven lutein, an important nutritional component which promotes healthy vision. Like blood pressure control with clinically proven C12 peptide, helping to maintain healthy blood pressure levels. And like Daily One Caps, our number one multivitamin containing 20 essential nutrients in a perfect balance for optimal health and wellness. Now more than ever, Twin Lab is committed to keeping you informed of the latest breakthroughs in science. So call us toll free at 800-645-5626 with your health questions. That's 800-645-5626. For healthy solutions from a brand you can trust, turn to Twin Lab, Answers for Life. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.